Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. A new nationwide housing study reveals that Montana is home to some of the least affordable real estate markets in the entire country. Latest data from Compare the Market analyzed housing costs against average salaries across 50 U.S. locations. Out of all those markets tracked, Bozeman ranked as the 14th least affordable city in the entire country, where a typical home now costs around $865,000, requiring an astonishing 15.5 years of salary to purchase. Kalispell followed closely at number 15 on the list, while Missoula landed at number 30 on the nationwide ranking, where buyers need nearly 12 years of income to afford a $666,000 home. Resort and lifestyle-driven towns continue to dominate the least affordable rankings due to limited housing supply and surging out-of-state demand, driving prices far beyond most local wages. We're finally getting a look at what voters will be able to see on their ballots when they decide what will happen with that effort to corral big money spending in future elections. Chris Cards has the update.
In Montana election news, the Montana Supreme Court has unanimously approved new ballot language for Initiative 194, known as the Montana Plan. If passed by voters this November, the measure would prohibit corporations, nonprofits, partnerships, and other artificial persons from contributing money or anything of value to candidate campaigns, political parties, or state and local ballot issues in Montana. The proposed law states these entities would lose their privilege to do business in the state if they violate the rule. It does not apply to individuals, news organizations, or government entities. The initiative, if approved, would take effect January 1st, 2027. In Great Falls, for the Montana State News Network, I'm Chris Cards.
And a proposed public shooting range near Lincoln hits a procedural roadblock. Daily Montana reports the Montana Land Board voted unanimously to refer the issue back to DNRC because an official application had apparently never been submitted. This is the Montana State News Network.